Thank you so much for coming in to help me grade all these papers. And after your graduation, too. Oh, really, I couldn't have done it without you. And since this is your last day, I just need you to sign a few documents to make it official. And done. Congratulations, you are officially no longer my TA. Oh, I'll really miss having you around here. You are a really bright student, and I can't thank you enough for contributing to my classroom. What? Excuse me, are you asking me out? Oh, hold on, cowboy. I admire you a lot in a professional capacity. And I know you're not technically my employee anymore, technically. But you're probably still too young for me. I mean, how old are you? Really? Wow. You're not as young as I thought. I guess I just assumed you were the same age as your classmates, and, you look young for your age. Does anyone ever tell you that you look young for your age? Why did you wait so long to go back to school? Oh! You were in the military. That is so cool. No, I'm fine. I gotta say, I do love a man in uniform. Oh, God! Oh, don't call me a MILF! Ugh! No, it's just such a trashy term. Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do prefer being called drop-dead gorgeous. All right, I'm sold. I'll go out to dinner with you tonight. I gotta say, I admire you for having the guts to actually ask me out. You know, students hit on me all the time, but not a single one has asked me out on a proper date. And you were considerate enough to ask me after I was no longer your professor and boss. You are a real class act, mister. Tell you what, before we go to dinner, how about we indulge in a little fantasy of mine? Well, I've always wanted to have sex in the break room. You know, the place with the cozy couch and everything, where all the professors go in and out every day. Oh, well, I usually don't have sex on the first date. Especially not before the date even starts. But you're such a gentleman. And I know you well enough that I feel like I can trust you. So, how about it? Oh, I understand your concern. But the building is completely empty. All the faculty go away this time of year. The only people who ever come in are the janitors, and they won't be here until morning. For right now, we have the whole place to ourselves. Finally. What do you think? Great. This way. Tell me. Have you, ever fantasized about having sex on this couch? Have you? You can tell me. I'm sure you fantasized about having sex at work before. Or in class. but this couch specifically.
Hmm.
Right here in the faculty break room.
Hmm.
Have you ever thought about it?
Hmm. Hmm.
So you have.
Hmm.
Hmm. I'll bet you never thought your professor would make that dream come true, huh?
Hmm.
Here. Sit down. Now, don't tell anyone, but I used to be an exotic dancer. That's how I paid for college. Oh, I quit doing it a long time ago. But I still know how to give a lap dance. And I think you... deserve one, mister. After all, you did just graduate college. That's definitely a reason to celebrate. Have you ever had a lap dance before? From a professional? Or a former professional? Oh, do you like it? Just imagine it with music. Yeah, I was pretty good, wasn't I? I'm still pretty good. Even for a mill? See? I know. A trashy term, right? You want to put your hands on my ass? Of course you can. Oh, can I feel you? Oh my god. You are stiff as a rod under those pants. Oh, well, I could let you go to dinner with blue balls, but... Oh, I can't do that to you after you've treated me so well. You've been so good to me. No. I think you've earned a blowjob. Just pull that zipper down. Take you out. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, it's even nicer than I thought it would be. You want me to go a little rougher? Huh? Are you sure? tell me, Professor. I'd like you to go a little harder on my cock. Huh? Good boy. Oh my god. Oh, your cock feels ready to blow. Yeah?
Are you? How close? Huh? Do I need to suck a little harder like this? Mm-hmm. Do you want to come in my mouth, huh? Do you? Yeah, ask me. Ask your professor. Yeah, that's it. Mmm, such a good boy. Mmm. Oh. Tell me. Tell me. Pull my hair. That's it. Hold on to my head. Ah. Fuck that coming in my face. Yes. Yes, of course I swallowed it. Well, I still wanted my face to be presentable for dinner. Oh, speaking of which, I think we better go get ourselves fixed up and drive down to the restaurant. Well, yeah. The night is young, and I am having a wonderful time.